Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We look forward to this dialogue and discussion with you, our listener, each and every day. Let me remind you at this juncture, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about today, fast track to fascism. Yes, we're on the fast track to that in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, what would you do? How are you going to respond if one day very soon you wake up and find that the citizens with any firearm, any Second Amendment right will be criminalized and chased down and prosecuted and persecuted in prison because you have no Second Amendment right? What are you going to do when the state fully controls the Christian, the church, the message from the pulpits, and if it does not comply with the laws of the state or the federal government, then Christians are arrested, prosecuted, persecuted, just as we're seeing today with Christian bakers that refuse to bake sodomite cakes, with Christian florists that refuse to do floral designs for sodomite weddings, Christian photographers that refuse to take photographs of sodomite weddings. What are we going to do when one day we wake up and this is all required on a national level? What do you do when one day very soon we awaken to discover that the government is in full control of where we go, what we do, what we can buy, where we can live, what we can or cannot say, even will dictate if we can own a car, have a home, or a job, or what kind of job, etc., etc., etc. And that's a full fascist governmental system. We're on the fast track for that today, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we'll be talking about today on this broadcast. We're talking about the COVID pass, which is part of the control factor. We'll be talking about the fact that they're introducing the e-currency in the Federal Reserve, and they're on the fast track with that. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, how the government and a fascist system will control our minds by fear. They'll control our mobility by COVID pass. They'll control our money by electronic money system. And that's the fast track to fascism. And we're on that track today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement. John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, when we think about facing the issues, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture, not based on political ideology, not based on denominational dogma, not based on some philosophical rhetoric, but based on the authority of Scripture. What does the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God say in relationship to our life, our living, our freedoms that we have? It's given to us by God Himself, codified in our Bill of Rights, and confirmed at one time by the Supreme Court, and to be carried out by we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where truth is not sought for. Truth is not being seen as relevant. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place at a faster pace today than in the history of America. But we need to stand on truth. And may I say to you today that 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus had it exactly right when he said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I say to you that I believe we're on the fast track for seeing our lives on the line if we tell the truth. I believe we're living in the shadow of that taking place. I'm not saying this as a scare tactic. I'm not saying this as a something to be frightened, frightening you about. But I'm saying it that we might recognize where we are in society and what's taking place in our nation, even in our churches today. There's the compromise of the truth of the gospel because of fear of alienating the lost world. There's a compromise in our pulpits. There's a compromise in the political arena. There's a compromise today over truth. And I believe it's time we as Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and say, silent no more. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with brands for the homeowner as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about the professional landscape lawn care equipment as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. As some have asked, how do you find that? That's located, ladies and gentlemen, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at that intersection that you'll find a gigantic U.S. flag standing about 165 feet in the air, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, to the base of Old Glory flying, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you asked the question, what is fascism? What is fascism? I've got several definitions of it, all of them kind of integrated into one general thought. Fascism says, according to one definition, a system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator, a capitalist economy subject to stringent governmental controls, violent suppression of any opposition. Another definition says it's a political philosophy, a movement, a regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual and the stands that stands for a centralized autonomous governmental system headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and societal regimentation and forcible suppression of any opposition. Another definition says a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing any opposition, any criticism, any regimenting, and all industry and commerce under his control, and emphasizing, it says, the control factor. Another article states fascism, meaning a political system based on a very powerful leader and total state governmental control. Another definition of fascism says it's a brutal economic system in which a supreme leader and their government controls the private entities that own the factories of production, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about and have talked about several years about the onslaught of socialism, which is communism-like. But there's a variant to that, and that is under fascism, you allow the businesses, the capitalistic system, to, in a sense, continue, but it's totally controlled what you can do, what you can say, where you can go. Basically, in China today, It is not necessarily what we would call a communistic system, though it is. It is fascism, where you have a dictatorial ruler allowing the people to be employed, allowing the people to own and operate businesses, but it's totally controlled by the governmental system and the dictator that's in power. And that's what we see that we're on the fast track for in America today. And at the outset, let me say this, in case you're wondering, why should a preacher, why should a theologian, why should a church, why should Christians, why should conservatives and patriots be concerned about whether or not it's a fascist form of government or whether it's a constitutional republic as we have today? And it's simply because, ladies and gentlemen, as we'll see during the course of this broadcast, it is simply because under a fascist system, the church is told what to do, how to do, or to close completely. And we've already tested on a national level. It has already been tested whether or not the church will submit and surrender to a fascist dictatorial form of government. That's exactly what has taken place. But one day, and I believe, ladies and gentlemen, one day very soon, we're going to awaken as a people. We'll awaken out of the slumber and sleep as a nation and discover that if you have a firearm, you're a criminal and you'll be prosecuted. If you are in church and you preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you'll be persecuted and prosecuted. If you are a Christian business and you fail to recognize, submit, and surrender to the fascist form of government that forces you to bake a cake or to do a flower arrangement or to, in any fashion, entertain and compromise your faith for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, then you'll be persecuted and prosecuted. One day, and one day very soon, we're going to awaken, ladies and gentlemen, and discover that the government is in full control of where you go, what you do, what you say, what you buy, how you spend your money, and how you travel. We're on the fast track for that. We're going to discuss that in the balance of this broadcast today. What do you do when you are moving around and all of a sudden you awaken to discover that our money, the greenbacks, the money that you have in your pocket, is absolutely worthless, has zero value, and the government controls every penny you spend and will be able to track every move that you make. And if you disobey the government and what you say and what you do, then you'll be persecuted and prosecuted and even fined and or put in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you say that's an impossibility. Perhaps you say that we're not headed in that direction as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand and recognize that fascism will absolutely control our minds through fear. It will control our mobility through some identification code, i.e. the COVID pass. State of New York and other states have already instituted, state of New York and California in particular, already instituted some type of COVID pass. Most of the states now have instituted something where you need a COVID pass. They're using, ladies and gentlemen, the fear of medical well-being to force the people, we the people, to submit and surrender to some type of QR code on your cell phone or on your iPad or on your PC in some fashion that you'll be able to show to be able to get on a plane, to be able to buy or sell or trade. And ladies and gentlemen, fast-tracking forward, that's introducing the precursor to what will ultimately be found after the rapture of the church in the days of the tribulation with the Antichrist and what is called the Mark of the Beast. So fascism will control our minds through fear, and it will control our mobility as a result of that fear to force you to get some type of identification mark, i.e. as the COVID pass. They will control us in our finances, our money, with electronic currency. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about it in more detail during the course of this broadcast. But in America today, the Fed system, the Federal Reserve System, is on the fast track to introduce a e-currency, a Fed coin. It will literally eliminate the greenback. It will eliminate the money that you have in a dresser, in a dresser drawer, in a sock, under your bed, in your bed sheets, or in a box. It will eliminate anything called cold cash that you'll be able to buy, sell, and trade, and put it on the basis that it will be all electronic. And you might say, well, what's wrong with that? Right now, the credit card is an electronic credit system, an electronic money system. But at least you have the cash to go back to if you decide you want to do so. But what do? If you go into a store and your charge card doesn't work, what do you do if you go into a place of business to purchase something and your electronic money on your iPhone is shut down? What do you do as an individual? What do we do as a nation? What do we do as citizens? And that's what we're talking about today with the fast track toward fascism. Ladies and gentlemen, we're truly on that fast track today. So just what is fascism? It is a system where a dictatorial reprobate, as I use the term, that's not in the definition, will literally be in control of what you do, where you go, and will institute by fiat, that is by executive orders or by legislative action, that which will control every move in our minds, our mobility, and in our money on a national and, i.e., ultimately, a global basis. That's what we see the Biden administration is doing today. It is the fast track toward fascism in America. Under a dictatorial form of government and a fascist system, the dictator, ladies and gentlemen, will say what a church can do, what a church can preach. Either you will do that or you'll be forced to close to follow those strict guidelines as set forth by the government. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the American churches are being controlled by the government rather than by God. There is a control by Caesar rather than Christ. There's a control, ladies and gentlemen, for our churches, and churches are bowing in submission because of fear, the control of the mind, forcing pastors and churches and Christians to bow and to bend and go around in a sedate state with the mask on the face in some sign of piety that I'm trying to protect others from the common cold. Yes, the COVID pathogen is out of the common cold, same pathogen, the same virus. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Pastor. Another beautiful day today for radio.
Absolutely.
Program.
Amen. Thank you.
I'd like to share with you what took place Sunday morning as I went to leave my place to come to your church for services. Around 10 o'clock, I leave every Sunday, giving myself ample drive time. When I started my car, I got a notice on my phone telling me that St. Augustine Road was X amount of miles, drive time was X amount of minutes, rainy conditions, and the traffic was light. I didn't punch anything up on my phone requesting that information. It came automatically because they know that at that given time, I'm going to be leaving. Now, what would have happened if it said, your car has been disabled. You will not leave today. When I got to church, through my phone again, they knew my location. What happens if I got to your church and the gate was locked and it was closed and I wasn't allowed to come to service? What happens that if within the route from my place to your church, I was pulled over by a police officer who knew the location of my, or the identification of my car, license plates, and so forth, and told me to turn around and go back home. And if I didn't do it, I'd be arrested. That is my future if I allow the system to continue to take over America.
Brother, you're exactly right, and it sounds like what you're saying, someone not understanding the truth and the facts of what you're saying, would think somehow that's a dystopian, fictional idea. But what you've just said is absolutely, absolutely what will take place in the near future. What is absolutely on the horizon. We're living in the precursor to that taking place, and it's through a fascist, communist, socialist, Marxist, Maoist system of government that we are allowing as a free people to take place in our nation.
One more point, sir, if I may.
Yes.
When they realize that if they could take over the nation's media and dominate all information, that they would ultimately gain absolute control of America. So by taking that over, they have refused to let in the truth around the world. We're in a world dilemma under the New World Order coming regime. Still, today, they will take on Christians. in a third world country, they will tell them, denounce Christ or else we're going to cut your head off. And they do, if they don't denounce it, cut their head off. That is coming to America, Dr. Youngblood, one day, sir. If we don't stop them.
Absolutely. And when you touch on that about the social media, and you touch on that about the your tracking on your cell phone, I have just recently found, and I'm not alone, I've had others to tell me the same thing, that even with our emails today, if in the lead line, if in the subject line, it's anything that is antithetical to the media today and what they want Americans to hear, to know, and to understand, that email is blocked and not allowed to go through. That is a total fascist control system controlling what we read, what we hear, what we think, and what we are going to do in the future, all controlled by the media, big tech, and it's being delivered through the iron hand of the Sleepy Joe Biden administration today that has a goal of a total fascist form of government in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And now, Dan, I'm thankful that you've said that, and I want our listeners to understand the danger of that, as you've just alluded to so succinctly and so clearly. The danger of that is that we will be puppets in a dictatorial fascist form of government, where what we buy, where we whether we can sell or trade or travel, whatever it may be, will be dictated by the governmental system. But even greater than that will be the fact that anything that's called Christianity, religious services, churches, Christian freedom, will absolutely be sequestered and cut off completely in the United States of America. And that is on the fast track today.
Yes. The number one thing Satan laughs at today about America is when he hears someone say, we the people are the power. Because he knows he subverted that power long time ago. Witnessed the last election. Witnessed Biden in office. Witnessed all of the corruption around America. And then multiply that tenfold around the world. His world. Satan's world. Not God's.
Absolutely. Brother, you're exactly right. And the only hope we have as a people, and I pray that our listeners understand that, the only hope that we have, as I have said so succinctly and clearly, we need to stand up, speak up, and not shut up, not be silent, be heard, be seen, and to let our elected leaders understand that we will not tolerate it. I just read an article yesterday where a gentleman was writing, and he said, I don't believe either side. He said, for years and years and years, the Republicans have said, if you'll elect me, put me in office, we're going to change this, change that, and make this right. He said, they go in office, and they use their office as a mechanism by which they further solicit dollars to build a war chest, to get elected again, to tell us, you like me again, I'm going to help you with this. And it's simply not so. It is simply not true. I've been bombarded with solicitations from the Republican Party to contribute here and to help this candidate, that candidate. I laugh at each one of them. And I'm not saying to the general listeners today that we ought not to try to look at the candidates and make the determination what we need to do. But I'm saying as a party, the Republican Party is just about as worthless as used bubblegum. It is simply not – they're simply at the time in – 2017 and 18, they had full control of the House, the Senate, and the presidential office. They did zip, zero, not a nothing. We're in the condition we're in today because they did nothing. But we need to understand our only hope is in God himself. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20 says, our God will fight for us. And that's what we ought to depend on.
If your listeners can look back in history, recent history, the government trembled when they saw the masses calling themselves the Tea Party, and organizing and marching on Washington, one event after another after another. They trembled, and they had to do what? Infiltrate it and take it down. But they couldn't take it down quick enough to stop Donald Trump coming into office. Now, where's the Tea Party today? People ask, what can we do? We need to create a new Tea Party, and its title would be Tea Party Plus. So when the people ask, well, what's plus mean? Plus God. The original Tea Party did not promote God at the helm. They promoted themselves.
You're exactly
right, brother.
We
need the new Tea Party Plus to promote God at the helm, and let's get out of the way and watch God restore America before our eyes. That
Amen.
Is what we can do.
Amen, brother. That's exactly right.
And
thank you
thank
so much.
You again for letting me call in and share.
Oh, I'm thankful that you did. You hit it spot on. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Fast Track to Fascism. And that's where we are. We're on the fast track to a total fascist system. We're in a position today where our churches are either going to be closed or forced to submit to the order of the day and to preach and to teach what the government says. And if they pass the House Resolution, H.R. 5, which is the Equality Act, if that bill, it's already passed in the House, but if it ever passes in the Senate, Joe Biden's already said that he's going to sign it. And Nancy Pelosi has bragged about the fact that it will trump all religious liberties. It will destroy our religious liberties and our freedom in our pulpits and our churches. Churches and pastors and Christians will be persecuted and prosecuted as never before. America has suffered loss of liberty and freedom and constitutional protection today of our Bill of Rights. It's all been washed away. It's all been wiped out. And the scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If our foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, it is so clear as to where we're going, and yet it's so sad because so few recognize it. In Proverbs 14th chapter, the 34th verse, righteousness exalted that lift up and glorifies a nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And that's where we are in our nation today. And I am so saddened to see so many pastors that's willing to hide in the under the bed or in the closet and not get in the pulpits. I had a lady recently ask the question. She said she had a friend that was in the complex near her, and had a friend that's in a member of a church, and the church is still closed. And she had asked her to ask her pastor, which would have been me, what did I recommend? And I said, you need to tell your friend to tell the pastor to grow a spine and open the church. The government has no authority, none, zip, zero, under any circumstance, even what's called a national health emergency. There's not one evidence in the Constitution where the government has the authority to shut down a single church across America. And yet we have thousands of churches that are closed today and remain closed because of COVID and the fear that they have developed in people. Keep in mind, fascism will control our minds by fear. It will control our mobility by some identification code, some COVID pass, as it's called now. They will control our money through electronic currency, and they're on the fast track. They're going to introduce that, I'm told by these articles that I'll share during the course of this broadcast. They'll introduce that governmental currency, e-currency, the online currency, be introduced to America in July of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, our foundation is now being shredded. We're looking at under the dominion and the domination of the Biden administration, total control by executive order. Some 70 executive orders have been signed. No legislation passed, generally speaking, to allow that to be done. Biden claims that it is all based on science. But ladies and gentlemen, there's not. Listen very carefully. When you hear these dudes on television and other places saying, we need to follow the science, we need to keep wearing a mask, listen, I dare you, listen carefully, I dare you research it, find one scientific data, one scientific study that says that masks will prevent any COVID, any pathogen, any disease. They have never done so, and it does not today. A mask does not prevent COVID, and yet we have those, as I had one lady tell me when I asked her, I said, why are you wearing a mask? We're in a free state. We're free people. Why are you? She said, well, I just do that to protect others. No, that's horse feathers, as I call it. It doesn't protect anybody. It doesn't protect anything. In fact, 85% of those that have died with COVID, 97% of them wore masks. It didn't stop them from getting sick, getting ill, or dying. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching. We're on the fast track to a fascist form of government in our in the United States of America today. And yet all of it's being claimed on science. In fact, right now, Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, has said that we have a gun crisis in America, and it's a national health crisis. They're going to use that, ladies and gentlemen, to enforce gun control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
City in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.